Fear will get the worst of the best of us, and peddlers of influence count on that. Throughout our nation's constant struggle to create a more perfect union, establish justice, and ensure our domestic tranquility, we battle fear from outside our borders, from within our own hearts, every day of our history. Our nation came to be despite fear of retribution for treason from a kingdom across the sea. America was made strong and diverse because here people could live free from the fears that made up their daily lives in whatever land they called the old country. Our history books tell of conflicts taken up to free people from fear, those kept in slavery in our own states, and to liberate whole nations under the rule of tyrants and theologies rooted in fear. The American cause, at its best, has been the cultivation of a faith that declares we will all live in peace when we are all free to worship as we choose, when we are free to express our hearts, and when we all seek a place free from fear. But we live in a world where too many of us are too ready to believe in things that do not exist. Conspiracies abound. Divisions are constructed. And the differences between us are not celebrated for making us stronger, but calculated and programmed to set us against each other. Our faith is tested by unpredictable providence and threatened when common sense is corrupted by specific interests.